the Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
That's Member Clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein, Jr. Mark Davila.
And we are in Erie P2
Podcast. It's the Craigslist Corral. We're in Erie, PA.
Yes. Not too far down the road from us. I don't know if you knew that, Mark.
I don't know geography. I'm not a geography whiz. I don't know.
I don't know if you knew this, Mark, but you live in Erie, PA.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Huh.
Didn't know that.
First up in the misconnections section, we have Produce Guy, Mal for Mal, 39.
I was a produce guy once.
Yeah, grocery store. This may have been an aim for you at one time.
Many years ago.
You never know. We made eye contact several times yesterday afternoon. Would definitely be down for some discreet fun with you. Give me some details, such as your name, what store, what shirt color you're wearing, so I know it's really you.
Were you the one holding that apple?
The funny thing about these misconnections is, chances are the other person didn't even fucking notice you. So, even if they did notice you, the chance of them looking at Craigslist for you is slim to none.
But the
But then on top of that, it's slim to none that they probably didn't even notice you. Especially a dude.
I know.
Because how many dudes during the day have you noticed?
Well,
girls, yeah. I notice a lot of girls throughout the day, you know, when you're walking around the store.
Yeah. We all notice attractive people. Guys, you know, for the most heterosexual guys are going to notice girls, attractive girls. They're going to catch our eye. We're going to look at them. You know, now they're going to be kind of ingrained a little bit. And girls, I assume, are going to, you know, kind of single out the attractive guys. You know, we're talking about hetero. And now if you're gay, that makes it a little harder because the guy you're looking at, if he's not gay, he's not noticing you back.
You don't believe in gaydar?
No, not really. Even though you kind of can tell when someone's gay, for the most part.
Not just from walking by, though.
I mean, if the appearance, that's how, if I'm walking by and somebody looks gay, then I'm, you know.
Yeah. Next up, we are in misconnections again. Big girl at Lowe's, male for woman 33. I was walking out of Lowe's yesterday. You were running in. Looked like you were late for something. You're a sexy big girl. You were wearing black tights and a black and white hat, I think. You really should know for sure what they were wearing.
I
think you're wearing some clothes.
I didn't take a fucking picture. I don't know.
We made eye contact as you ran in. Wish we could have talked. I hope you email me.
Hey, wait, slow down.
If she was in a hurry for whatever reason, do you think she really noticed who she's in a hurry passing by?
Yeah. What's going on in Lowe's?
Yeah, why is she racing in? Did she work there? That doesn't sound like a Lowell's uniform to me, or Lowe's uniform to me.
Black pants?
Yeah.
He didn't name the top. I could change inside at my locker.
Yeah. Okay.
These sound pretty shitty.
What?
These guys are... They're putting bad, I want to say, articles out. They're not going to get many takers, man. Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not looking for takers. Although I do hear that there's... They trick people. They just put it out there and some fake, you know, like brown hair at Curly's on Saturday night and some girl with brown hair and like, oh my God, he's talking about me.
Yeah, but what?
It's worked.
Who's on here looking at this shit though?
People look at this shit all the time for fun.
I guess.
Next up, we're in Strictly Platonic. Free meal, male for woman, Erie.
Listen. If you fuck me, I'll give you a free meal.
That's right. A free meal. I hate breakfast food. Who the fuck hates breakfast food?
A fucking animal?
Come on, breakfast is great.
It's best meal of the day. I don't want to eat it in the morning, but I love breakfast food.
I hate breakfast. Yeah, breakfast for dinner is like one of the greatest luxuries that you have as an adult.
It is.
I hate breakfast food, so it'll have to be lunch or dinner. You show up, enjoy. Can I get breakfast food? Like, if we go to.
No, he hates breakfast. You want to insult the man?
No, if you're making it for me, I don't know.
No breakfast food. What don't you understand about that?
You show up, enjoy your meal, share what you really want to verbally with me when. What? Share what you really want to verbally with me, and when you are done, you can leave. Sounds simple? It is. Why am I offering it?
I'm going to kill you.
I love meeting new people and enjoy the diversity of conversations. What you may think is a major problem, but compared to what I've already heard... Wait. What you may think is a major problem, but compared to what I've already heard is a minor hiccup.
Why are you assuming I'm telling you problems?
Yeah, I thought you were talking about something specific and I skipped the line, but it wasn't the case. Please be between 35 and 55, white, Hispanic, non-smoker.
I have to be both.
Yeah, that's weird. What about Indian?
Are you a white Hispanic?
What about Native American? What about Indian?
Nope. White Hispanic. That's it.
Non-smoker, medium build, works in a trip. Why do you give a fuck if someone works?
Yeah, I'm not paying you for the meal. You said it's fucking free.
And attractive is a plus. Send a pic to prove it's real. Be holding something that references eerie. Newspaper, phone book. If I accept your pic, you'll receive one of myself before you obligate yourself.
A lot of criteria.
I'm not going over to this fucking crazy person's house for dinner. I don't give a shit.
No. Free meal. That's pretty enticing.
Yeah, come on. This is ridiculous. Hey, this person wants to go to the Slipknot concert. I say person because I have no idea.
I don't know if it's a guy or a girl.
The first picture
says woman for man.
It's an African-American, we'll just say woman, with like a Russian winter hat on, eyes closed, doing some sort of a smile. The second picture is a metal guy with a cow's head on playing guitar. And the third one is some picture of like, it looks like a traditional African drawing from a textbook.
Yeah.
With a big ass.
Like I said, it says it's, I mean, it's in the woman for men section, but the picture of the woman is, it might be a dude, so I don't know.
So here's some, it puts a lot of information about herself. Age 39.
I don't know about
body
that.
Body art, Wonder Woman and number flower tats. Body, heavy. Hair, short afro. Height, 5'3". Resembles Queen Venus body type. I guess that's what this picture is.
That's Queen Venus?
I guess.
If you say so.
Weight, 325, question mark?
Cool. Maybe.
Maybe I weigh 325.
Oh, man.
That's pretty...
5'3", 325, holy shit.
Jeez.
Man, that is something.
I mean, whatever.
Some dudes like that, though, so hey. Yeah, you'll find somebody.
Ethnicity, black.
Ethnicity. No. I can't even say it. I must be tired.
Oh, you're like, I'm sir.
Idiot, you said it wrong. It's fuck. Ethnicity. I can't say it.
Ethnicity.
Yeah, there you go.
You say it.
Ethnicity.
Yeah, all right.
Okay, we both got it now.
Yes.
Man, I'm tired.
Ethnicity, black. Personality, crazy with a K. Religion, absolutely none. Which is odd for an African-American.
Yeah. You know, the more ethnic you are...
Although it's also odd for an African-American to want to go to the Slipknot concert.
She is a little off-type. That's true.
She's a Virgo. She's separated. Diet, whatever I want, obviously. Drinks daily. Interests, metal, BDSM. Just to name a couple. Likes only nice people.
I like how she puts it out there that she's into some kinky shit. So, I mean... She's letting you know she's down to play.
If I lived in Erie, I might go to the concert with her. Like, I'm just going to... What's up with this person?
And you get to fuck a black chick.
That's true.
Off your list. I mean, she's not hot. But, I mean, anyone ever asked, you ever fuck a black chick? Like, yeah, I did.
How often do people... How often do people ask you that?
All the time. My answer is always no, unfortunately.
Thanks for coming to the interview. Okay, we're just going to ask you a few, typical questions for an interview. Have you ever had sex with an African-American person?
I'm sorry to say that I haven't. And usually, that puts a break on an interview right there. They're like, that'll be all.
Ooh, okay. Because usually, they don't end the interview when you say something that's like, like it makes you pretty much like not going to get hired.
Yeah.
But it's like, well, normally we like people who fucked a few black people. But, we'll see.
No, I mean, you're definitely still in the running.
Well, I did a Puerto Rican once, and,
A black chick blew me. I mean, does that count? I mean, we're kind of technical around here. We're sticklers. Penetration, I mean, that is sex, technically.
My brother fingered a black chick once. Does that count? Looking for a man and a woman in the third... Oh, I gotta write the... We're looking at a grotesque cock right now. And tight pussy and cock on the side. Male for male woman. So this guy's looking for a couple to fuck. Looking for a man and a woman in the 30s that's interested in some good kinky sex and a woman that likes to get a lot of cum shot on her. I come a multiple times.
Yeah, come a multiple times.
Send pictures if interested, or I won't reply. I'm horny and ready now. I must live in the area.
I'm still laughing. I hiccuped.
A little bit of a hiccup in the show today.
I was like so shocked by the penis pic I hiccuped.
Long-term relationship, 21 Erie. I'm looking for my other half, 19 to 30. I'm sick of getting
hurt. I'm looking
hurt.
At the picture. The hole is there. There's no half.
I'm sick of getting hurt and played by all immature guys out there. I want something long-term and serious with someone in similar interests as me. A little about me. 21 from Erie. I like to go shooting and mudding in my spare time.
Every fucking chick, that's all I see.
Anything outside, really, but forgot the E. She put R-L-L-Y. Fall is my favorite season. I have one daughter. She is my life. I currently work at a nursing home. Anything else you want to know, feel free to ask.
Nope.
Not looking for hookups or one-night stands. She obviously already had one of those. I currently don't have a car. I told my truck in November when she was mudding. If you're still interested, please email with
that's
the subject.
That's hard on a car.
Country and a photo, a little about yourself. The thing about her is that 21, she already has a kid.
I mean, people start young these days.
Not really. I think people don't start at all, usually.
I don't know. It depends where you live.
Listen, you want a 21-year-old woman, this is your girl. Go for it.
And Mark, as you said, apparently I live near her.
Erie, PA is only like an hour drive, Mark.
It's not really that far. That's true.
Give her a message. She'll send you the face pic.
Yeah, I kind of don't want it.
I think she's attractive.
Why would you... Why are you thinking that?
Because I look in the picture. She looks attractive to me.
A picture of like half a corner of her body.
I can tell that. Look at the hair. See, you always said you can tell by the hair.
That is true. That is true. You know what?
The hair's pretty nice.
You see a girl's hair. She has really nice hair. Most times she has a nice face too. You could tell.
Mm. Next up, full figured sassy Hawaiian seeks you.
Well, a Hawaiian's in Pennsylvania.
27. I believe that night drives with good music have the power to fix almost anything. I believe that laughing until you cry should happen on a pretty frequent basis. I believe that physical contact is important on many, many levels. I believe in tactful honesty, making eye contact, and appreciating people for what they bring to the table. I believe that your family is your core. I'm hoping to find someone who is equally happy at the beach or in a tent.
Wait, are those opposites? What if the beach is on the...
How is a tent and beach... You know what? The opposite of a beach is a tent.
I mean, you could put a tent on the beach.
Yeah.
And what if you tickle someone to death? Yeah, I mean, you're laughing till you cry, and you'll fucking be dead.
Bungalows or whatever they're called on the beach? That's kind of like a tent.
They're called bungholes.
Bungalows, not bungholes.
No, I'm pretty sure they're bungholes.
Possibly, that's like the old Johnson the President tapes. Like, yeah, I was a little tight in my bunghole. Remember those?
Vaguely, yeah, I've heard of
it. Possibly spending the day at the zoo. Or perhaps a morning in a hot air balloon. No way, it's too dangerous.
Yeah.
And of course, on a couch watching too many consecutive hours of Netflix. A man who smiles often would be awesome. With one patience, even better. I'd love to be in heaven if I ever had to call the shots.
What?
I don't know what you said.
I'd love to be in heaven. You want me to kill you?
Next up, Thursday night blowjob after 12 tonight.
Oh.
Male for male, 45. Let's swap blowjobs tonight. You must host. Let's get in your bed and see what happens. Let's see what's happens.
What?
It's got an M at the end of happen. No. Any age. Must be clean. If you're in a motel, let me know. Or wife is out of town. Let's play tonight. I'm 5'6", 190, 6-inch cock cut. We'll be up all night. Send pick if you have. Erie only. No car play.
No, you see, I don't host because it's part of my scam. When we're trading blowjobs, I have them blow me first. Then I run my ass out of here. Sucker. Not blowing you.
Next up, it's a weird one. Arborist.
Right. What?
Arborist. Sorry.
Oh, like someone who performs...
Abortionist.
I'm an abortionist.
So don't worry.
Ladies, if you're interested.
Arborist. Looking for a couple, a place to stay. Male for male woman, 51.
Looking for a home?
Hello. I'm a 50-year-old single white male that is a certified arborist.
Abortionist.
Abortionist. With the International Society of Arboriculture. Looking for a couple that might need a landscaper / handyman situation. I have much the equipment to maintain your property in immaculate condition. This guy's talking about sex, right?
Maybe.
He's got the equipment to maintain your property. Two trailers, small pickup truck, John Deere 445 lawn tractor.
Obviously, he's talking about fucking.
Mower deck.
Come on.
Chainsaws, string trimmers, blower, spread, etc.
Yeah, he can't get any more clear than that.
I can still climb trees to trim or take them down safely. I'm applying for funding to attend a CDL training school so that I can get my
license. Now he's talking about anal. So yeah.
Lift trucks and use the trim trees for for municipalities.
69.
Utility line clearing.
Municipalities. Yeah, I said it, motherfucker.
If you know a woman that is single, widowed, and may need a handyman property maintainer, let me know. What the fuck is going on?
This dude's homeless.
But he's got all this equipment. Sell it.
I know.
You got fucking $20,000 worth of equipment.
That's true. You can kind of get back on your feet. You get rid of that shit. But it's a catch-22.
And if you're looking for a roommate, I don't understand what
The thing is, if he sells all the shit, now he can't make his living. I think that's his problem.
Well, he's obviously not making a living now if he needs a place to live.
Yeah. I would say take your chances, man. Sell your shit, try and find some place to live, and, you know, then work on something else.
I don't know.
It's weird.
It is. And finally, in strictly platonic, adult nursing male for woman. Because what other place would you want to find a person to let you suck on their tits? That doesn't sound platonic to me.
It's for sustenance. Has nothing to do with sex.
All right.
Ooh, I was watching some video. You know how I watch the breastfeeding videos on YouTube?
Yeah.
Some, you know, I just went on YouTube and it knows what I like. So one popped up. It was just, the kid was too old.
36.
And it's like, if the kid can ask for it, then the kid's too fucking old.
Who are you
It was
judge?
Weird. I'm me. That's who I am, the fucking judge.
Anyways, I always wanted to try breast milk.
I mean, it was hot, but still.
Not an attempt for sex. Just a one-time breastfeeding session. And I am gone. I'll just be in Erie for one night. So the odds of us ever meeting again are all slim to none. Like, hey, isn't it the guy you let suck milk from your tits?
Hey, remember me? I sucked your titties. I drank your breast milk. Remember that?
Are you still lactating? No, sorry.
Pretty thirsty.
Age or looks don't matter. Might be willing to compensate. So maybe he'll pay you.
Yeah, maybe I'll pay you. Maybe I won't. I don't know.
Again, I'm not looking for sex. I'm sane.
These titties aren't free.
He's saying, a guy asking a stranger if they could drink their bodily milk? Come on.
You've never been curious before in your whole life.
Clean, attractive, and fun. Just curious about all this all. What? Can you please help? Yeah, you said you drank breast milk before. You said it was horrible.
Yeah, but I hear it depends on the woman because, you know,
the woman's breast milk that you drank is disgusting.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, if they're a smoker, depending on what they eat, it's just like the load of a man. The flavor can vary, depending.
Well, I don't know. But I don't think eating fruit's going to make it sweeter. I think that's kind of a fucking hoax.
I don't know.
Wow. Do some research. Come in your mouth after you eat some fruit.
Dude, I ate a whole pack of Skittles. My cum was delicious.
Well, you know, or you can come in my mouth. HotShowsKids.com.
That, unfortunately, that is true. That is true. Yeah. Anyway, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, tell a friend. Well, I'm waking up with the sunshine on my face. I feel the magic cause I'm in a good place. Now I'm looking out and it's all clear. Blue skies, no troubles. Night we light up the skies, make this night last forever.